And now on KUOW's The Record, we move to the other debate last night. Washington Governor Jay Inslee and his Republican opponent Bill Bryant were on stage at Seattle University debating issues like education, homelessness, traffic. Seattle Times political reporter Jim Bruner watched that one. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
For those of us who missed it, if anyone missed it, what was the major takeaway from last night's debate?
Well, I think we saw Republican challenger Bill Bryant really go after Jay Inslee, you know, trying to make it a referendum on the incumbent, which it should be. I mean, Jay Inslee's been in office about 4 years now, and so Bryant is laying at Inslee's feet all these problems that we've seen in state government that have been pretty well covered, including the prisoner release scandal at the Department of Corrections, security lapses, and this withdrawal of accreditation at Western State Hospital. He's even saying Jay Inslee is responsible for people sitting in traffic and spewing carbon out into the air. And, you know, he was really hitting Inslee hard on the McCleary case for schools, saying that after almost 4 years, he has no real plan to resolve that despite the $100,000 a day contempt citation. Now, Inslee was trying to turn it around a little bit and say, look, things aren't as bad as you say. We've put billions of new dollars into schools, which is true. Haven't got all the way there yet, but he said, you know, we'll get there in this next coming session. And then I think he tried to turn the trust issue around on Bill Bryant, saying, you know, look, he's a Republican who doesn't share some of the values of the state. He hit him on the minimum wage, saying he's against this initiative to raise the state minimum wage to $13.50 and to get people guaranteed paid sick leave, and questioning his environmental credentials and trying to say, look, you really can't trust this guy. He's from a party that this state has traditionally, you know, for a long time now, not trusted with the governor's office.
Let's choose just one of those issues, the one that Bill Bryant is talking about with Western State Hospital. Briefly, what's Bryant's claim and how accurate is that?
Well, Bryant's saying that all these problems we've seen at Western State Hospital, which is, you know, has been in jeopardy of losing its federal funding, which would be a big deal, recently quietly withdrew accreditation, didn't really tell anybody about it. He's saying that's basically a, you know, some kind of cover-up, that all these problems, which actually go back a long way, you know, should be laid at Inslee's feet. You know, the buck stops with Inslee's office. It's obviously true that there's been a lot of problems there. There have been patient escapes. There have been problems. I think at one point Bill Bryant said Inslee has done nothing, you know, for Western about these problems at Western State. That's not really entirely accurate. I mean, the state has put more money into the facility. The state has been working with the federal government to try to turn things around. Jay Inslee fired the CEO. But, you know, it is an open question with all that new money and those resources. Is this place turning around? It's obviously a tough situation. It's a tough place to manage, but it has been in management shambles.
A lot of us can relate to the question of tolling or no tolling. Will you summarize what the candidates said to and at each other about tolling on 405?
Yeah, this is an issue that Bill Bryant tried to ride. You know, people were frustrated with the way that tolling got rolled out on 405, and some people saw their, you know, commutes increase, and it was kind of a mess, and they felt that the Department of Transportation was dismissive and said, no, you know, you can't really believe your eyes. It's not as bad as you say. And so Bill Bryant's basically been saying you can blame Jay Inslee for that, and, you know, he's running the State Department of Transportation after all. Inslee kind of tried to turn that around, and it has pointed out accurately that Bill Bryant, you know, he's port commissioner and on the Puget Sound Regional Council, some other bodies had sort of been supportive of tolling in general and talking about extending it to the whole state and trying to suggest that his efforts to say that tolling is something that will, you know, be diminished or go away somehow are hypocritical. Of course, you know, Bryant would come back and say it's fair to criticize the administration of it, even if you believe that the overall idea still needs to be looked at for the state to pay for our, you know, our transit or transportation improvements.
Jim, we have 1 minute left. What's the one thing you want to call on these two candidates to focus on more in their next debate?
Well, there was a lot of talk at this debate and previously about the McCleary decision. The state's under this $100,000 a day contempt citation. Bill Bryant has spent a lot of time hitting Jay Inslee for not having a plan to finally resolve that. Bill Bryant also hasn't put out a detailed plan, and he says, look, I'm not the governor. I don't have a big policy staff. It's more incumbent on the governor. But I think voters deserve to hear more about how these guys are going to go about solving that last bit, and particularly on if there needs to be new revenue, what is it? You know, they both said they do not support a state income tax. Jay Inslee has floated capital gains taxes in the past. Is he going to do that again? I'd actually like to hear Jay Inslee tell us a little more about why he opposes a state income tax, given that many people in his party, probably many of your listeners, know that the state's tax system is upside down, it's regressive,
Jim,
I'd like to hear them talk a little bit more about that.
Thank you, Jim. We'll pause there. Jim Bruner, political reporter, Seattle Times, part of the paper's new weekly local political podcast, The Overcast, which you can get on iTunes or seattletimes.com. Next debate between Inslee and Bryant, October 19th. You'll hear it live on KUOW.